Hi, guys. Welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Graves. Welcome back to another season. It's kind of like, I don't know, I took a little hiatus. So it's another season. It's a new me, fresh energy. I just kind of wanted to start fresh. So welcome back. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. This is my first solo episode of season two. I hope you enjoyed the last one with lovely Eddie. Let me know if you want to see Eddie back here on the podcast. She is my heart and soul. She is also my tattoo artist. She just did one for me. It's, how can I show you this? It means breathe in ancient Sanskrit. And I actually found this one day just like searching the web, and I wrote it, like I drew this symbol down in my songwriting book coincidentally. And one day I went to go and like write a song, and I saw this symbol in my book, and I was like, holy shit, I almost forgot about this symbol. And then I immediately knew the next day I had to get it. So, and obviously I had to get it on like a visible part of me so that I can like always remember to breathe consciously. Speaking of, let's do a one deep breath together right now. Hold. Do you feel a little bit more anchored in the moment? I do. Wow, breath is literally medicine. Breathwork is medicine. Ah! Today, I wanted to talk to you kind of about like this transitionary period that I'm in currently in my life. I know where I'm heading, but I don't know exactly like what my future holds for me. So it's very exciting, but it's also very uncertain and scary. And it's really a time where I have to double down on trusting the universe and having faith in my path and just kind of like taking a leap. Lauren and I actually just realized that we will be starting to work on like the legal papers to move to the US, which is kind of exciting. It's very exciting, actually. And yeah, we want to move like closer to LA because I feel like that is where, you know, if we're really going to make that leap, if this is our fucking time, we're gonna fucking go for the gold. Like, this is not about playing small. We have done so much healing work and we've done so much prep work almost for what's to come. I feel like our time living in Toronto has been really all about like healing our mental health and our mindset and really getting clear on what our intentions are for this world and for this life. And now we kind of have more of a handle on what we want to do. And so now like the next step is working on the process to move to California. So that's so exciting. Now, that being said, it can be really easy to just kind of get lost in your dream and your vision for the future and get really, like, sometimes when we manifest things, we get really, like, needy about attaining this goal, right? We can get so excited about our next steps that we can forget about the present moment altogether. So today, I kind of want to talk about how embracing the present helps you manifest your goals easier for the future. I found this account on TikTok. Her name's Brittany Bento, and she does tarot card readings. She's a psychic, I believe, and she has this whole series where she speaks to her deceased grandfather, her Vavu or something, and asks him questions from like the viewer. And it's the most interesting shit ever because I know that these answers are the truth. Like, I know that this is legit because something like deep in my core resonates. So anyways, I just followed her recently and she keeps popping up on my For You page with messages for me. It's like she's speaking to me. She's giving me messages. And she came into my life at like such a good fucking time. She channels too. Like she'll channel messages from like the other realms. And they're really fucking accurate to my life. And there was one that I got today where she said, enjoy the now. Like, make the most out of right now. Even if this is like an uncertain transitionary period, which I'm literally in right now, where I'm kind of like, I don't really know what the future holds. Like, I'm kind of just following my heart. I'm being led by spirit right now. Everything I'm doing is intentional and everything I'm doing is following my heart right now. And I'm kind of like crossing my fingers, having faith that things will work out because I know that they will. And I feel like being someone in this industry, you know, being a content creator and a creative and an actor and just doing what I do, you have to have so much fucking faith in yourself and your path and like just knowing that everything always works out for you. However, lately I've noticed that I've been living in the future. I've been like obviously visualizing the future like very clearly, seeing myself in the future like 2 years ahead. But it's making me feel stuck a little bit because I'm like, oh, like how can I get from here to there? Like how is it gonna all work? Like my ego gets in the way and I'm just like, ah, like I start to freak out because I'm like, okay, what are the steps? Like, I feel like there's so many steps involved, like in between to get me from here to there. But how do I do it? And what do I do? And that message that I saw from Brittany Bento was that have the most joy and fun in the now. Find joy. Find fulfillment in your present life, in your life right now. Because again, like, we can't find fulfillment through external circumstances. We always think that manifesting our next goal is going to finally make us happy, finally make us fulfilled, finally make us enjoy life. But that's just not how it works. Like, we have to find that within. We have to find that within first. Or else that goal that we're gonna reach, once we reach it, we're gonna feel empty inside. Because this has happened to me before. Like, I've had goals and manifestations that have come true, but it didn't necessarily solve my problems. It didn't necessarily make me feel better about my life and myself. It didn't make me love myself more because I wasn't focusing on inner growth. I was just focusing on external gratification and satisfaction. So I think what I'm learning now is to find the most fulfillment in my life right now, not needing anything to change to make me feel better. It's tricky, man. But I think incorporating things into my day that make me happy, that I can just like relax and find joy and things that'll make my body feel good. Like I've been incorporating a lot of like exercise, a lot of yoga, a lot of like, you know, obviously inner work too, reading, journaling. Those are always a part of my routine, but also just things that make me excited, make me happy to be living in my life right now. For example, I just started driving and because we didn't have a car before, right? We just got a car and even just like driving makes me feel so good. It makes me feel so powerful. We've been doing lots of like hikes because we can drive outside of the city now to go hiking, which is such a blessing. Like it is such a privilege and a blessing to have a car. I didn't have a car for like 3 years, I guess, because I used to drive my mom's car around and then my mom moved away and Lauren and I didn't have a car here. So now that we have a car, like things are a lot more accessible to us. We can go hiking. We can do the things that we love. But it's been kind of like the weather has just been shitty this summer. And there's been so much like smog and smoke in the air from the forest fires. Like, I don't know if you know this. I feel like it's probably reached international news, but like Ontario, like the province where I live, it's like the forests are burning. They're still burning. They've been burning this whole fucking summer. So it makes the city just super overcast. Like, even if it's not meant to be overcast, it is because of the smoke. And so it's hard to find like a good sunny day that stays sunny and hot like the whole fucking day. So sometimes it's like, I don't want to go to the beach. I don't want to lay out in the sun because it's like, it gets cold and windy and overcast and it rains randomly. So I don't know. Like, I've been bummed out this summer. Like, normally summer really brings me a lot of joy, but I don't know. I've just been bummed out. A lot has happened too, like with, you know, facing my inner critic a lot this summer, like receiving more judgment than I'm used to on social media. That has really affected me, but it's also allowed me to face my own inner demons, my own inner critic, because they reflect something that's already within me, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't bother me. Otherwise, like, their comments, their negative comments wouldn't mean anything to me unless there was something deep down within me that, like, believed it. So this summer has been all about me really fucking accepting my inner critic and being like, you know what? You can exist. Trying not to like push it away or fighting it. Like, cause that's what I did at first. When I first started receiving like more negative comments, I was like fighting it more. But that internal resistance creates more stress in your body and in your mind. And so I've learned to just like accept it. Just be like, you know what? If people want to disagree with me, that's their prerogative. I can't control how people react to what I say. I can just, you know, have the best intentions in my heart, and that's all I can do. I can't control what people say about me. I can't control how people, like, I can't control people's opinions and reactions. Like, they're entitled to their own opinions, right? Like, I don't want to be super, like, dogmatic in my views. I just want to be like, you know, this is what's helped me. And if you resonate, cool. And if you don't resonate, that's cool too. Like, you can't expect everyone else to agree with you. And you also can't be always searching for outward approval. And I think that also comes down to, like, you know, searching for external circumstances to make you feel better. So this summer has been all about like me fulfilling my own fucking happiness, making my own self happy, not needing anyone to validate how I feel or how good of a job I'm doing or, you know, how successful I am. Like, it's really just being like, I'm creating my own internal compass of success and life satisfaction and fulfillment, because I'm not getting that literally anyone. Like, I'm not getting that from my family members. I'm not really getting that from anyone in my life other than myself. And that's how it should be. It's like, I'm being forced now to be a warrior. I'm honestly being called to step up to the plate, to really own my own power and double down on believing in myself right now, because I'm facing so many fucking challenges. It's insane, you guys. Like, I feel like I haven't really talked about this because I've been on a little, like, you know, hiatus with talking about my own life. But yeah, I guess like that's the little life update with me. And you know what? I'm really fucking proud of myself, because normally I step back and I pull away and I quit when these things happen. When I start to receive like negative feedback, oftentimes I will retreat back into my shell and be like, okay, I guess I'm not wanted here. Or okay, I guess like I don't really have anything good to say. But that's changing for me. That's really changing. I'm becoming a whole new fucking person. I'm becoming so much more confident and like believing in myself, and I'm doing so fucking good. But like, this summer has been a challenge. Oh my God, has it been a challenge? But like, now it's mid-August and we're kind of like coming out of that phase, and I'm feeling better. I'm feeling stronger. I don't care as much what people say, because at the end of the day, like, if you're doing what I'm doing, you can't let that stuff affect you. And if it does affect you, then there's something you need to learn about yourself. Like, I honestly see negative comments now as a gift. and a blessing, because maybe that is an indication that I need to work on something within myself. I need to work on some confidence. And if it wasn't for those comments, like, I wouldn't be able to make that next step in my growth process. So, you know, all my haters, I really do love you. And I know you're not actual haters. It's just down to, you know, people like really are searching for answers right now. That's what I get from you guys, is you're really trying to find something that you can believe in, that you can, you know, use to lead your life. And I sense a lot of hesitancy in, you know, really having that faith. Like, I do sense hesitancy from you, whether this applies to you specifically or just you as a collective. The message that I'm getting for you is, if you want to make that change in your life, if you want to create a new reality for you, it is possible. But right now, I'm sensing that you're hesitant to do so. I think you're hesitant to step into your own power. I think you're scared, and that's so valid. And like, that's a human thing, right? This is your time now. Make a decision. Do you want to choose yourself? Do you want to choose a brighter path? Do you want to choose a new reality? Do you want to choose a new life? If so, you have to start making decisions. You have to start taking action upon your heart's desire, because I know that you have a lot of desires and dreams for yourself. I know that you know where you want to go in this life. Now, this is the time to choose it. Choose yourself. Choose that future. Choose that new reality. Because it is possible. You have to believe it. Focus on your feelings. Let your emotions be your guide. However you are feeling, try not to push it away. Try not to resist your feelings anymore, okay? When you have an emotion or a feeling, trust it. Trust your body. Trust whatever is coming up in this present moment, okay? Even if it's an uncomfortable feeling, trust it, listen to it, and allow it to guide you into your next moment. Everything is just moments to moments. There is no past, there is no future, there is just the now. You can't change your past, and you can't worry about manipulating the future, because right now you need to focus on the now. What can you do in the now to make little small adjustments and steps to create that new reality for you? This is what I'm doing right now. So we're doing it together. I'm stepping into a very uncertain future. I don't know where the fuck it's leading. My partner and I just decided that we were gonna like start to make steps to move to LA or to the area, to California. What are you gonna do? Let's do it together. You're not doing this alone. You have a buddy, okay? I'm your buddy. I am your buddy, and we are making fucking moves, okay? There is a new wave of energy. There was just a full moon, and there is a new fucking wave of energy. No matter what happened yesterday, no matter what happened last month, you can choose right now a different thought, a different feeling. You can choose to create something new for yourself. What's it gonna be? I'm so excited for you. Like, literally, like, everyone, I believe that everyone has their own purpose and their own little puzzle piece in the whole bigger picture of the divine, of what the divine's purpose is. This earth really needs us right now to step up to the plate. This earth is unfortunately giving us so many signals that it is struggling. And, you know, whether it's climate change, whether it's the forest fires, whether it's, you know, hate towards another group of people, we're seeing a lot of devastation in this world right now. What can you do to own your power? What can you do to make a difference in even just one person's life? And guess what? That one person can be your own. That can be you. You can make a difference in your own fucking life. And if you're making a difference in your own life, you're very likely making a difference in other people around you's life. So what are you going to do today to answer that call? There is an inner calling within you. Every desire and dream that you have it because it is possible. You wouldn't even have that vision or that dream if the universe couldn't provide you with that. But guess what? The universe has all the fucking resources for you. You just have to tell the universe, that's mine. That is mine. That's my future. This is me. I'm owning it. I'm taking it. I am receiving it. Allow yourself to receive what it is that you want. You guys, that was a download. That was a massive download for the collective consciousness. It just flowed. Like, I don't even, it's crazy how when I do these episodes, like, and I have a message for you, the words just like effortlessly come out of my mouth. Like, it's amazing. So, yeah. That's the message for this episode. I really, really hope you've been enjoying safe space. I really hope that you've found a safe space within yourself. I really hope that my content and my channels are a safe space for you. I would love to hear your feedback. Feel free to DM me on safespace.kiragraves on Instagram. That's my podcast Instagram. DM me what you want me to talk about next. I can even do a Q&A session. So if you want, you can send in your questions on my podcast's Instagram, DM me, and I can just do kind of like an advice from spirit episode where I answer your questions. That would actually be really fun. So yeah, that's your little homework for the day. I'm not going to call it homework because that's your fun work. Make sure to rate this on Apple Podcasts. Make sure to send this episode to whoever needs it. And sending you all so much love and light. Sending you all the most love and light. And courage. Sending you all some courage. Because I fucking need courage right now. I'm giving myself the courage. So right now, I'm giving you the courage. You can fucking do this. You are a badass. You are a warrior. You are a superhero. You got this. All right. I'll see you next week. Mwah. Love you.